Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldner and Zikhu Zekhus Yuma Daf Pei, the 8th Parak Yom Kippurim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Tumas Ochlin Kabetz Manon, from where do we know that the share from food Tumah is a Kabetz? Rabbi Abo said in the Rabbi Lazar, but the Pasuk states, Mikol Ochel Sher Ye'achel, from any food that is eaten. This alludes to Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel, food that comes on account of food. Which food is this? Beis Etonah Golas, a hen egg. An egg, which is food, comes from a hen, which is food. When the Gemara asks, why not say the pasuk is referring to a Beitzas Bar Yochani, the egg of a Bar Yochani, which is much larger than a hen egg, it answered, tefasta meruba lo tefasta, tefasta muto tefasta. When you grab a large amount, you have not grabbed anything, but when you grab a small amount, you certainly grab something. When the Gemara successfully challenges this by suggesting then that the pasuk is referring to the egg of a small bird, which is very tiny, Rabbi Abo provides a different explanation of how the pasuk refers to a hen's egg. Mikol ocha asher ye'achel, from any food that is eaten, implies ocho shato ocho b'basachas, a food that you can eat in a single swallow. Mashiro chachamim ein be'sabriya machzik yosem be'sa tarnagolas, and the chachamim determined that the throat cannot hold more than the volume of a hen's egg at one time. Pointing to the Mishnah on Dav Ein Gemam Be stated, Hashosim alei lugmo chayev, one who drinks a quantity of liquid equal to the fill of his cheeks is chayev karas. On this Dav, Rabbi Zera asks, what is different about eating that the shir for everyone is a kosevis, whereas for drinking the shir for everyone is not uniform but is equal to the fill of one's own cheek? Abai answered that it's been accepted by the Rabbanim with regard to a kosevis, that one's mind is put at ease regardless of a person's size, whereas by drinking, it's accepted by the Rabbanim that with one's own cheek full of liquid, one's mind is put at ease from the distress of thirst, but with his friend's cheek full, his mind is not put at ease. When Rabbi Zera challenged Abai asking if it's at all possible that the giant Og Melch Bashan could be put at ease with a kosevis, Abai answered that while Og is not alleviated to the same degree as others, he is relieved from the distress somewhat. Therefore, if a giant Jew ate a kosevis on Yom Kippur, he has violated the mitzvah of Inui. And point number three, Reish Lakish said, Ocha Chil Gasim Yom Kippurim Pater, one who eats excessively on Yom Kippur is Pater from Kars. What's the reason? It says in the Pasuk, Asher Lusunet, for any soul that will not be afflicted on this very day will be cut off from its people. This teaches that one is high for alleviating one's affliction through eating Pratla Mazi, to exclusion of one who, in an act of excessive consumption, damages the food and himself. Rashi explains the Gemara is discussing a case where one who ate a filling meal immediately prior to the onset of Yom Kippur, while satiated to the point of revulsion, proceeded to eat on Yom Kippur night. Since the entire eating is an Echila Gassi's Pater. On the other hand, if one were to begin eating on Yom Kippur to the point of Echila Gassa, then he would be chayv, since the eating prior to satiation was not excessive. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara asks, Tumas Ochin Kabetz Manon, from where do we know that the shear for food Tuma is a Kabetz? Rabbi Abo said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, for the Pasuk states, Mikol Ocha Sher Ye'achel, from any food that is eaten. This alludes to Ocho Abba Machmas Ocho, food that comes on account of food. Which food is this? Beitz Artana Golas, a hen egg. An egg, which is food, comes from a hen, which is food. When the Gemara asks, why not say the Pasuk is referring to a Beitzas Bar Yochani, the egg of a Bar Yochani, which is much larger than a hen egg, it answers, Tefasta Meruba lo Tefasta, Tefasta Mua Tefasta. When you grab a large amount, you haven't grabbed anything, but when you grab a small amount, you certainly grab something. When the Gemara successfully challenges this by suggesting, then, that the Pasuk is referring to the egg of a small bird, which is very tiny, Rabbi Abo provides a different explanation of how the Pasuk refers to a hen's egg. Mikol ocha asher ye'achel, from any food that is eaten, implies ocho shato ocho b'basachas, a food that you can eat in a single swallow. And the Chachamim determined that ein be'sabriya machzik yosem be'sa tarnagolas, that the throat cannot hold more than the volume of a hen's egg at one time. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Ein Gemam Amud Beis stated, Hashosim alei lugmav chayv, one who drinks a quantity of liquid equal to the fill of his cheeks is chayv karas. On this Daf, Rabbi Zera asks, what is different about eating that the shear for everyone is a kosevis, whereas for drinking, the shear for everyone is not uniform but is equal to the fill of one's own cheek? Abai answered that it's been accepted by the Rabbanim with regard to a kosevis, that one's mind is put at ease regardless of a person's size, whereas by drinking it is accepted by the Rabbanim that with one's own cheekful of liquid, one's mind is put at ease from the distress of thirst, but with his friend's cheekful, his mind is not put at ease. When Rabbi Zera challenged Abai asking if it is at all possible that the giant Og, Melch Bashan, could be put at ease with a kosevis, Abai answered that while Og is not alleviated to the same degree as others, he is relieved from the distress somewhat. Therefore, if a giant Jew ate a kosevis on Yom Kippur, he has violated the mitzvah of Inui. And point number three, Reish Lakish said, Ha'ocha achil gas v'yom kippurim pater. One who eats excessively on Yom Kippur is pater from karas. What's the reason? It says in the pasuk, asher usunet, for any soul that will not be afflicted on this very day will be cut off from its people. This teaches that one is chai for alleviating one's affliction through eating, prat lamazik, to the exclusion of one who, in an act of excessive consumption, damages the food and himself. Rashi explains the Gemara is discussing a case where one who ate a filling meal immediately prior to the onset of Yom Kippur, while satiated to the point of revulsion, proceeded to eat on Yom Kippur night. Since the entire eating is an achila gasa, he's pater. On the other hand, if one were to begin eating on Yom Kippur to the point of achila gasa, then he would be chayiv, since the eating prior to satiation was not excessive. All right, so now we go to our simur daf pei, and our standard simon is payday. Payday, the day that someone is paid. So here goes. It was payday for the painter who sold his work, depicting a tummy egg balanced on a giant's nose who had a massive cheek full of liquid and was holding a book titled, How to Stop Overeating. Once again, in slow motion. It was payday, payday. That must be more on daf pay. It was payday for the painter who sold his work, depicting a tummy egg, which reminds us that Rabbi Yabo learned that the shir for tumas ochlin is a kabeza from the pasuk mikol ochel shir yachel, from any food that is eaten, which implies ochel shata ochel bebasach, is a food that you can eat in a single swallow. And the chamin determined aim beis abli maxi yosim beis atarnagolas, that the throat cannot hold more than the volume of a hen's egg at one time. So it was payday for the painter who sold his work depicting a tummy egg balanced on a giant's nose who had a massive cheek full of liquid, which reminds us that the shear for drinking is mali lugma, which is relative shear to the size of a person, because a person's mind is only put at ease with the size of his own cheekful, whereas the shear of a kosev is for food is standard, since one's mind is put at ease with it regardless of size, even for someone who's a giant like Og Malka Bashan. So it was payday for the painter who sold his work depicting a tummy egg balanced on a giant's nose who had a massive cheekful of liquid and was holding a book titled How to Stop Overeating. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, O'ocha achila gasa v'yom kippur in pater. The one who eats successfully in Yom Kippur is pater from karas. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is discussing a case where one who ate a filling meal immediately prior to the onset of Yom Kippur, while satiated to the point of revulsion, proceeded to eat on Yom Kippur night. Since the entire eating is an achila gasa, he is pater. So once again, it was payday for the painter who sold his work, depicting a tamei egg balanced on a giant's nose who had a massive cheek full of liquid and was holding a book titled How to Stop Overeating. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazorah. Daf ayin vav. So the simur daf ayin vav is an IV tube, intravenous tube. So here goes. The patient hooked to an IV. IV? That must mean we're on daf ayin vav. The patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man, which reminds us of the discussion regarding the amount of man that fell. One opinion is that it was piled up 60 amos high, and the second opinion is that the man came down from Bnei Israel and went to accumulate and rise higher and higher until all the kings of the east and west could see it, as it says in the pasuk, Tarko fanai shulchan neged tzorai, you prepare a table before me in view of my tormentors. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, which reminds us that shtia b'chla achila is learned from the pasuk of Maaseh Sheni, where it refers to eating shechar, which is a drink. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, because his doctor made him abstain from a hot shower and an anointing. Which reminds us that the source for abstaining from rechitz of a sikha is learned from the pasuk of Daniel, where he says, v'sochlo sachti, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing, when he shared how he mourned when Koresh reneged on his promise to allow the Jews to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Daf ein zayin, so the simur daf ein zayin is an az, a goat. So here goes. The goat, that must mean we're on daf ein zayin. The goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals, which reminds us that Gavriel cooled down the burning coals that were taken from among the Kruvim and were meant to be cast down in Yerushalayim to mitigate the disaster. And when he reported back that he'd carry out his mission, he was censured for his actions and removed from his post for 21 days. When he sees that the Tsar Pras is seeking to impose a head tax on the Jews, he defends the Jews by asking if the nations of the world are fit to rule over Talmud Chachami, even when their wives are praised for denying themselves sleep for the sake of the Torah. He was eventually reinstated when he spoke up on Daniel's behalf, which is the meaning of the words, Vani Basi B'dvarecha. So the goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream, which reminds us one who's going to visit his father or Rebbe or someone who's greater than him in Chochmah may pass through a stream up until his neck in water, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against washing since it's a mitzvah. He may also cross the stream to prevent a financial loss. So the goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream got an uneasy feeling when he felt the current was strong and saw that even a mighty boat couldn't cross it, which reminds us of the stream in Yechezkel's vision that flowed from the Kodesh Kodosh and became so powerful that he couldn't cross it neck deep in the water, nor could even mighty boats cross it. Daf Ein Ches, so the simur Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh. Child going, ugh. That must be more in daf ein ches. The child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, which reminds us it's forbidden to sit on mud in Yom Kippur because the moistness of the mud affects a pleasure like washing, Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Batina Matapachas, and the Brisa speaks of mud that oozes moisture, and Abai said, Batapeach al Manaslat Piach, and the Brisa speaks of mud that is moist to the degree that it can give whatever it touches the capacity to moisten something else. Rabbi Yudah said it's permitted to cool oneself down with fruits. So the child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, got so upset when his sandals made of rush got dirty, which reminds us it's permitted to wear non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur such as rush, for when the Mishnah prohibited wearing shoes, it meant shoes in the halachic sense, such as leather shoes, but not footwear made of other material. So the child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, got so upset when his sandals made of rush got dirty, they started breaking cracked, clay kalim, which reminds us small children are permitted to engage in all the pleasures of prohibiting Yom Kippur except for wearing shoes, for the Rabban did not prohibit pleasures such as washing and anointing that are necessary for the child's development. For Abai said, his adoptive mother told him that the development of a child requires bathing him in warm water and anointing him with oil, and when he grows a bit older, it requires breaking utensils so that the child can satisfy his impulses. This is in line with Rabba's practice of buying inexpensive cracked clay utensils for his sons to break. Dafayin test. So the Simmer Dafayin test is an 8, a pen, and we use a sofer using a quill. So here goes. This sofer who stuck a large date with a pit on the edge of his quill to put his mind at ease. Sofer with a quill? That must be on daf ein tes, 8. This sofer who stuck a large date with a pit on the edge of his quill to put his mind at ease, which reminds us Rabbi said named Rabbi Yehuda that the large date mentioned in the Mishnah is larger than a kibbetza. And this unusual measure was established because it's been accepted by the Rabbanan that with this amount of food, one's mind is put at ease, but with less than this amount, one's mind is not at ease, and he remains afflicted. So the sofer who stuck a large date with a pit on the edge of his quill to put his mind at ease while eating two dates outside his sukkah, which reminds the more challenged Rabbah's assertion that a large date with its pit is larger than a kibbetza based on the Mishnah in the sukkah, where there's no chiv to eat two dates in the sukkah, but a kibbetza must be eaten in the sukkah, implying a kibbetza is even larger than the size of two dates. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered saying two dates without their pits are not as large as a kibbetza, but one large date with its pit is larger than a kibbetza. And Rava said that the reason that eating two dates does not require a sukkah is not because the meat of the dates is smaller than a kibbetza, but because they are fruit, impira, and fruit eaten in any volume is considered a snack, which does not require a sukkah. So the sofer stuck a large date with a pit on the edge of his quilt to put his mind at ease while eating two dates outside his sukkah, wrote the words v'achalta v'savata on the cover of a bencher in the shape of an egg. Which reminds Rav Zvi disagrees with Rav and says that the large date of which the Mishnah spoke is less than the equivalent of a kibbetza. A proof is brought from a Mishnah Brachos where Rav Yehuda says the words v'achalta v'savata teach that one must eat the amount that satisfies, which is a kibbetza. If a kibbetza satisfies, it certainly sets the mind at ease. So we conclude from here that a kosevis is smaller than kibbetza, and while it sets the mind at ease, it doesn't satisfy. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Golden Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.